ಓಕೆ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ. ಓಕೆ, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್. ಟುಡೇ ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ದ ಪಾಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ತಿರುಪ್ಪನಾಳ್ವಾರ್. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ತಿರುಪ್ಪನಾಳ್ವಾರ್ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್
ಶ್ರೀವತ್ಸ.
ಶ್ರೀವತ್ಸ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ತಿರುಪ್ಪನಾಳ್ವಾರ್, ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಬಾಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ, ಪನ್ನಾರ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್. ಪನ್ನಾರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಲೋ ಕಾಸ್ಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇವನ್ ಅಲೌಡ್ ಟು ಎಂಟರ್ ದ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಲೋ ಕಾಸ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಬ್ರಾಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಇನ್ ಸಚ್ ಅ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ, ಬಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ಹುಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್ ಸಿಂಗರ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಸಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ಸಿಂಗ್ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ವಾಟ್? ದ ಪೋಯಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ನಾಟ್ ಮೂವಿ ಸಾಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಪನ್ನಾರ್, ದಿಸ್ ತಿರುಪನ್, ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಬ್ರಾಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವೇ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಲೌಡ್ ಟು ಎಂಟರ್ ದ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀರಂಗಮ್ because he was not allowed to enter the temple of Srirangam, every day Srirangam is based on the banks of Kaveri river. So he would stand there every day and he would sing the poems of the Lord very loudly and with lot of love. He would stand and you would see the gopurams and he would sing very, because he was not allowed to enter the temple. He would, and he never felt bad about that. He thought, in fact, he thought, oh, I am not qualified, I should not go into the temple. If I will go in the temple, the pure atmosphere of the temple would become impure. That is what was his feelings. So he would wait outside and he would sing very loudly. He had never seen the form of the Lord, but he would sing very loudly the songs for Sri Ranganath. And one day the priest of Sri Rangam, they used to bring water every day from Kaveri river to give bath to Ranganath. So the priest of Sri Rangam, he came to take water in a pot, and while coming back, this Tirupanalvar, he was standing on his way and singing very loudly, and he was so engrossed. So this priest, he tried to tell him, he started telling, you please shift, give me place, because they are very pure. Whenever you do any activity for the Lord, you should be very pure. Specifically, you should take bath. You should not go to toilet and come and do some service in the temple. You should be very pure. You should take bath and then you should go towards the deities. Not like that anytime, you know. You should maintain purity. So this, but sometimes some people do more. Purity means that that doesn't mean you should disrespect anyone. So this priest, he was coming walking, and this Tirupanalvar, he was singing so loudly. He told him, please excuse. But because he was engrossed, he didn't hear him. So the priest, it was becoming late for him to go to Sri Ranganath. So he took a stone and he hit on Tirupanalvar's head. So what happened? It hit on the head of Tirupanalvar and blood started coming out from his head. So then Tirupanalvar realized, I am on your way. I am very sorry. Please, he shifted. He begged for forgiveness. Because the service is being stopped, no? For Sri Ranganath, the water has to go. So he said, please forgive me. So then this Tirupanalvar, he shifted and the priest went, and Tirupanalvar again continued his service. Now this priest, he went inside, and what did he see? There was blood coming out from the deity of Sri Ranganath. The blood was coming out from Sri Ranganath. So this priest thought, what I have done? I have hit that. So he really felt very bad, and that full night he couldn't sleep. He had a restless sleep. And the blood came out of the deities from the Archavigraha. That news spread everywhere. But they didn't know the reason why the blood came out of the deity's face. So then they went to this priest. He was sleeping. He couldn't sleep in the night. That time the Lord came in his dream and he said, tomorrow you go and bring that Tirupanalvar to inside the temple. He will not come. So you carry him, because they don't even keep their feet in the temple, because they think if we come, the temple's atmosphere will become impure. This, although he was such a great devotee. So he told the priest that you bring him somehow to my place, to bring him to the temple. The next morning, this priest, he went and he felt, offered obeisances to Tirupanalvar. He said, please forgive me, what an act I have done. And Sri Ranganath has told me to bring you to the temple. He said, no, how can I come to the temple? I am so impure. If I come to the temple, it's not good. I cannot come to the temple. I am not qualified to come to the temple. You know, our family has never come. We are never allowed in Sri Rangam. So then he said, no, no, the Lord has said, because Tirupan Alvaro was not stopping, that is why the priest carried him. Because he lifted him on his shoulders. And Tirupan Alvar closed his eyes very tightly because he was feeling embarrassed, because all the people will be seeing. First of all, he was embarrassed. How can I enter into Sri Ranganath's temple, the temple of the Lord? I am so impure. And second thing, he thought that the Lord has called me. I am so low, but still the Lord has called me. So then Tirupan Alvar, this priest was carrying Tirupan Alvar, and they were coming inside the temple. Everyone was watching. But Tirupan Alvar, he came directly inside. He closed his eyes. He never saw anyone. Directly he came into the Sannidhi. Sannidhi means the Garbhagraha, where the deity is there. There he came, and the priest put him down. And then what did he see? He opened his eyes. He saw the beautiful form of Sri Ranganath. And he saw the beautiful lotus face of Sri Ranganath. Immediately he started singing 10 beautiful poems. He sang those 10 beautiful poems on Sri Ranganath, and then he didn't want to see anything. He has seen the Lord. He desired, oh my Lord, I don't want to see anything in my life. And there itself he merged in the deity. And he left his body. Tirupan Alvar ki.
Jai!
Sri Ranganath ki.
Jai!